Gotta go to the interweb, as Mike likes us to say, what session we're on. What session are we? You know, you listen. You're one of the three people who listen.
Yeah, I don't remember the numbers. And the number system's all whack, because you don't count, like, 10-minute episodes.
I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel. Because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door, and told the people who live there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed.
Hello and welcome back to session 14 of Collected Issues.
412.
Eventually, maybe. Is it 412? 412 what? Like total minutes?
Minutes.
You're now listening to the 413th minute of Collected Issues. If you like the longer episodes so much, we should do like a 24-hour podcast for 24-hour comic book day.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've listened to other podcasters that do it, do marathons for like diseases and stuff.
Are they any good?
It'll be on a Saturday and I'll tune in for a little bit here and there throughout the day.
Hmm. Well, you listen to a lot more podcasts than I do. I listen to like three podcasts.
I'm unemployed. I've got all day.
You're not unemployed. You're full-time daddy.
Full-time daddy. I listen to headphones or put my headphones in and clean around the house and take care of the kid. Sometimes I let her listen to it too.
I was going
to
say, you don't let Lily listen?
Not all the time.
Sometimes. Some of them are not Lily appropriate.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's not really the appropriateness, but like, I don't know. Sometimes I think silence or the sound of nature is better for her than not knowing where all this noise is coming from.
Yeah.
It's like confusing.
Her little ears are still developing.
Yeah. She's had perfect ears since the day she was born. That was one of my things. Like, her ear is just so perfect. She's never getting it pierced. It's a perfect ear.
Her hearing good?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. And her eyesight, boy. According to the internet, kids this age, she's 8 months now, should have 20/20 vision.
Yeah.
Which is a little mind-blowing, considering that our vision, being 30 years plus, has gone down.
Yeah.
So she can see better than I can. Which is crazy.
But she doesn't know what she's looking at, though.
But she'll see like a little freckle or a little speck of something. She sticks out her index finger and she like points at it and tries to like poke at it and stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
So cool. So cool.
It's all downhill from 8 months, huh? What's the old saying? You start dying from the minute you're born.
Gee,
are you okay? You fall down a well? What was that?
I'm making more coffee. Oh shit. What were we going to talk about?
You were going to talk about how the universe is conspiring against you.
Not really me. I think we're all one. We're all part of the universe. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like we're all one. We're all.
You drink, what type of coffee are you drinking there?
Kroger brand donut shop blend.
Oh, okay.
No, but I listen to, like we were saying, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I also listen to a lot of YouTube videos. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, or just listen to them, because a lot of them are just audio.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I wanted to bring up to you, which is a suggestion, since you're a graphic artist and you have a podcast, maybe you should put these on YouTube, and you could animate them, or you could just have a pretty picture and then audio, because a lot of people do that.
I hadn't considered YouTube. I'm not going to have time to animate anything.
Yeah, that's true. But you could just have, you know.
Barely have time to work on my comics.
Just the pictures that you use for the postings, you just put those up, and then just the audio. And there's a whole nother crowd of people to find on YouTube.
You know what? I'll get Mike right on that.
But some of my favorite people I watch on YouTube, which I like to suggest to other people, Alan Watts. He does a lot of great stuff. Terrence McKenna, which I mentioned him in a previous podcast, but I fucked up his name. Now I've listened to him a lot more. I know his name. Terrence McKenna, he's dead, but he's awesome. He's big on psychedelics.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've heard of him before. Wasn't he one of those, like, leery guys? Like, take LSD, it makes you a better person.
Exactly, yeah. Another big... Tom Campbell, he has some crazy shit. He believes that we're all in an information stream. And I don't know, you gotta watch his shit. He has a thing called My Big Toe, and Toe stands for Theory of Everything.
Okay.
But he's pretty interesting. That we're all just information, and anything and everything is possible, with the amount of contempt that you put towards it. I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for?
Are you saying content?
Yeah.
Content would be like comfort, like you know, you are content, you're at peace.
Okay, maybe it's a different word.
Okay.
But I don't know. But basically anything and everything is possible in this information stream that we live in, and that nothing's really real, which I do not think that this universe is real. Like, particles, the whole double split experiment, how every particle is an object and a wave.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? The double split experiment?
Yeah.
And I don't know, that goes a lot towards Tom Campbell's My Big Toe, My Theory of Everything.
Things may not be how we see them and how we interact with them, but we are limited to only see and interact with the world the way we see and interact with it. Doesn't matter if it's real or not.
Until you do mushrooms or take acid or do ayahuasca or MDA.
Is that peyote.
Peyote.
Well, I mean,
all sorts of different hallucinations.
Yeah, people always come back from that.
That's true. But with the... Is it MDT? MDT? I don't know. There's a drug that's in ayahuasca. I believe it's MDA, MDT, one of those. Your brain produces it. Your pineal gland, which is in the center of your brain, produces it, and that's what helps you fall asleep. But if you take more of it from an outside source, you get crazy hallucination. And if you take it with a crowd of people, that whole crowd of people are going to go to another dimension and have these crazy hallucinations of like spiritual beings talking to them
together.
And then, yeah, together they come back. Everybody comes back to this reality. But if you can go to another reality with somebody else and have the same experience and then come back to this reality, I'm pretty sure that makes that other reality real. If you can experience something with another consciousness and then talk about it later, kind of make it real, right?
Yeah, but there's also shared hallucination, and I mean, what do they call that, zeitgeist?
I think that's what is going on in the world. Like, I don't really know what the word zeitgeist means, but how I think of it is how like I don't know.
Well, zeitgeist has to do with like collective consciousness.
Yeah,
like we're all part of one big mind. That's why people have very similar thoughts. You know,
yeah.
they can be, you know, one side of the world and then the other.
We talked about this on one of the other podcasts that we did.
Yeah.
On the other episodes of collected issues. But yeah, another thing with 9/11, the collective consciousness, there's a lot of things before 9/11 happened. Like 9/11, there's pictures of Twin Towers in The Simpsons with the number 9/11 right next to it.
Yeah.
And other things too. And then somebody that I listened to, he had a theory that it's like, it was in our collective consciousness before it happened. Like everything's kind of like laid out, and a lot of people were just kind of accidentally brought this up, you know?
Right. Like an early warning system.
Yeah. So it's there. And there's also this thing called Dreambot out there. There's a few different Dreambots, which people will just write down their dreams or
post their dreams to this website.
Yeah.
And it will go through all of them and pick out trends, just like trending on Twitter or whatever.
Okay.
And then they take all these trending dreams and they'll come up with a headline, like a newspaper headline predicting something. And they have predicted a ton of stuff. Like, people really do dream about the future in weird ways. And if you piece it all together, you can somewhat predict something.
So it's not like a Nostradamus thing where it's so open to interpretation that you can see.
No, they've had like really crazy stuff and also like locations, like earthquakes and different locations and like bus falling off of bridges and certain locations. And they really nailed it a few times. And sometimes they don't nail it all, and sometimes it is very vague. But it seems to work, and it's pretty interesting.
Hmm.
So anyways, we referred back to something that we talked about in a previous podcast. I wanted to, on the air with you, correct some things that we talked about on the podcast before.
You wanted to correct me?
Yes. Alison Brie is not in Choke.
I was tired. I'm sorry.
Nobody go see Choke looking for Alison Brie, because I did. And I was disappointed, because I really like Alison Brie. But Britta from Community is in Choke, and you do get to see her naked. And she's no Alison Brie, though. She is nice. I follow her on Vine. I don't know if you Vine. I don't really Vine anymore.
No.
But when it first came out, for the first couple of weeks, I Vined, and I found her. And she makes funny videos with her dog. I don't know her name. Britta.
I don't know her. I don't know. It's Britta Perry. I don't know her real name. She's in everything.
She seems like she'd be a really cool person in real life.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's a stoner, because she really looked like it in her Vines.
Huh.
Like, she does not look like herself at all. Her eyes are all real red and heavy, and you see her on Community, and she's all dolled up, makeup.
I've seen her in a bunch of other, like, movies and TV shows. Like, she's been one of those people, like, in the background of things for years.
Mm-hmm.
Community was kind of a breakthrough. I'm excited about Community being on Yahoo. I'm excited that show's continuing.
Yeah, finally. Finally, like, the internets and the big companies listened. And,
yeah,
we got to do this.
Oh, did you, do you watch Rick and Morty?
No, that's a cartoon, right?
Yeah, but it's from Dan Harmon, the guy who created Community.
Oh,
and wrote some of the best episodes. Yeah, in the year where he was unemployed, he made Rick and Morty.
Did he illustrate himself or just write it?
He just wrote it. It's kind of like Back to the Future with Doc and Marty.
That's I've seen the characters and I've said to myself that, boy, that looks like Doc Brown.
Yeah, it's an amazing show.
Hmm.
Ralphie doesn't like me to watch it in front of Crichton.
Too crazy.
Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, violent and sometimes it's not always pleasant. But it's an amazing show. It's one of those shows where you're like, that's pretty funny. And then like 6 or 7 hours later, you're still thinking about it. You're like, that's funny. And there's meaning behind it.
Mm.
There's significance. There's these characters called the, was it Mr. Meeseeks? And basically, Rick has this box. You push a button and a Meeseeks comes out. You give them one task to do. They perform it and then they disintegrate. They don't exist anymore. So everyone in the house is asking him for favors or whatever. So, he, you know, he gives everyone a Meeseeks. And the dad, Morty's dad, I can't remember his name right now, he's like, I want you to, you know, help me shave a couple of swings off my golf game. And the Meeseeks can't help him because he's not taking it seriously. So the Meeseeks, he's like, you know, we're not supposed to live more than like 15 minutes. This guy's been alive for days, you know. So he's like, you know, deteriorating and he's ripping his hair out and he's like, why won't you just help Jerry? That's the guy's name, Jerry. So it's really funny because the Meeseeks, he starts making other Meeseeks to try to help him and none of them can help him. So then they just get murderous. And you're like, that's kind of funny. But then when you think about it, you're like, they have one purpose. They have one goal. And he took that away from them, and their entire society just kind of crumbled, you know? I don't know.
I just one of those around the house. Like, I always think, man, I want to clone myself that I can boss around. Do the things I don't want to do.
But maybe the clone would boss you around.
I have to have a little, put a little tattoo behind his ear. That's from a movie. I don't know what.
Multiplicity.
Is it? She catch my peppy Steve.
Yep. not a great movie. A good idea, but not a great movie.
Well, there was one more thing I wanted to bring up about a past episode. This was not my episode. This was the episode after my episode that I listened to you. And you know how you talked about you like to do cold opens?
Yes.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're talking about me, but I'm not 100% sure. But it started off with Mike talking, and then it led into, like, that's a crazy guy. Or, yeah, he spent 7 minutes just talking about himself. And then you're like, yeah, he's crazy as fuck. And then it goes, you know, starts playing the music. I'm pretty sure you're talking about me because I was just on the episode and I was like, was he talking about me? So I went my episode and you're right. It was 7 minutes of talking about myself before we got onto the conversation. He's like, yeah, he was probably talking about me.
I'm pretty sure we were. It wasn't. I don't think I said talking about you. I said you spent 7 minutes introducing yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was
he's crazy as fuck. He's crazy as shit. Or something, and then it just stops. I'm like that. That's. I guess so.
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. What the hell? I just edited that or something, and Mike, we were talking about like reoccurring guests. He's like, you know, we need to get people back on. And I'm like, we need to get Ryan Merrill back on. He got a crap ton of hits. And you're perfectly happy just talking about nothing, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's what I prefer, really.
It makes the show notes a lot more of a pain. But
oh, yeah, there was one more thing. He mentioned show notes.
You're like my editor now.
One of those episodes we were talking about, we were talking about Alison Brie, of course. And, I emailed you the picture I had of my background because she was in it. Yep. And that was never in any show notes. It was on anything.
I'm sorry.
But you don't have to share it. Like, it's, I don't know if it's shareable, but I don't have it as my background anymore. I have a different collage of Lily pictures and Alex Gray, who is another person I wanted to mention on YouTube. You should look him up. Alex Gray is pretty awesome. He does psychedelic paintings and, he's from Columbus, Ohio. His story is he was like a teenager, early 20s or something, and depressed and wanted to kill himself. And he prayed to a God that he didn't believe in saying, you know, if you don't give me something, I'm pretty sure I'm going to end my life and pray to rest here and don't see anything going. Yeah. And then within 24 hours, he got invited to a party by a girl and did LSD for the very first time. And then fell in love with that girl that invited him to the party. So he basically, after praying, within 24 hours, he found purpose in life because he loved LSD so much and tripping and the paintings and stuff that he came from that. And he found the love of his life that he's been with for over like 35 years or something. Hmm. So I thought that was pretty cool.
What are his paintings like?
Extremely psychedelic. Like, first he studied, when he was in art school, I think he went to Columbus College of Art and Design. He studied, bones, anatomy. Yeah. I could see the word in my head.
I was thinking, he's like, are you reading this? Did you mispronounce it like someone who's reading?
So he studied that so he can draw skeletons really well and muscle systems and everything. Yeah. And I believe he worked at a morgue for a while. And so his paintings are like you can see the skeleton inside of the person. And sometimes you can see like the muscle also on top of that. And then you can also see the skin. And it's all very like translucent, like you can see through the body. And then just crazy like psychedelic shapes popping out of their heads or popping out of their eyeballs or... there's a bunch of stuff. You just Google search Alex Gray.
Is this what he does for a living?
Yeah, he's a famous artist now, like super famous. And Yeah, he's really cool. He's really cool. He lived a while for, he did 6 months, half of a year with half of a head, half of his head shaven. So he had really long hair on one side and shaved on the other side. Why? And then, just cause he's a weird artist. And then, at the end of those 6 months, he took a brain. Was it a real brain? Yeah, I think it was a real brain. He ate a shitload of spaghetti. And then he cut his hair. And he laid his hair down on a dinner plate. He put the brain on top of his hair. And then he threw up the spaghetti on top of the brain. And that was his art piece. Like, 6 month long art piece. Like, that was all the end of his living 6 months with half of his head shaven. He's a crazy guy. That was when he was like teenager, early 20s or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't.
It was an art piece. It meant something. I don't remember what.
Huh.
But yeah, Alex Gray, Tom Campbell, Terrence McKenna, Alan Watts. Alan Watts is more like a Jesus figure, if anything. I don't know exactly. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. But he talks just a lot about philosophy and meditation and stuff like that. Let's see. There's Anthony Peake. He wrote a book called Cheating the Ferryman, and his whole gimmick is deja vu, and that we live our lives over and over and over again, and when we have deja vu, that's our previous person telling us to go down this path instead of to, you know, saying, hey, you know, I've already lived your life, and I went down this path. I suggest you go down this other path so you don't end up like me.
Yeah, don't make the same mistakes.
Yeah. And I have these drinking games in my head because I listen to this stuff all day long and I don't actually play the drinking game, but it would be a good drinking game to play. Every time Anthony Peake mentions my book or like my first book or my next book or my book, he says those two words, yeah. You gotta take a drink. And every time someone in the audience coughs during one of Alan Watts' videos, you gotta take a drink. The fucking time. Someone needs to watch those videos and play that drinking game, because you'll get drunk.
We're like 24 minutes on this one too, Ryan. You just burned through these, buddy.
Yeah. I think that's all I got for this. I don't know what else to say.
That's enough.
This is a really bad ending here.
No, you've thrown out like six names. And we now have
fucking
a reading
Dexter.
List.
We should just end it. Dexter.
Fucking Dexter in a diner. Maybe it's like the end of Quantum Leap. He's in that diner.
I don't remember the end of Quantum Leap.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe he's in the Sopranos diner.
Yeah.
He turns around. He sees Tony and them walking in.
That would be good. That'd be good. He just like turned, saw Tony, and just gave a nod up.
Like, did you ever watch any like Bob Newhart show?
No.
Which one was it? It was I think it was just Newhart. It ends with okay. So you know who Bob Newhart is, the comedian, right?
Heard of him. I can't think of who he is right now.
He's probably like 80 years old now. He was a big deal when you were a fetus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You remember?
Anyway, my mom listening to him.
So he was this comedian, and he had like two or three shows. He had three shows that I remember. But at the end of his most popular show, like his character goes to sleep, and the final episode, he wakes up, and that show has been a dream from the character in his first show.
Wasn't that the end of Super Mario Brothers 2? It was all a dream.
Yeah.
The video game.
Bob Newhart came way before.
Oh. Okay.
Damn it, Newhart. You look it up. It's on Netflix, maybe. I don't know if that's true. Okay, Ryan. Man.
Okay, Bruce.
Am I even recording? People riding